Peace. Good evening. It's good to be with you again. I want to thank those of you who celebrated my birthday and gave me some gifts last week. Thank you for thinking about me. To be born is really a curse. So I know why I'm thanking you. So thank you anyway. I especially enjoyed all the tapes. And the shirt I'm wearing. All the clothes I'm wearing are gifts. Otherwise I'd be here naked. How would that look? Anyway, you know that you're giving to yourself. There's only one self. And when you give from your heart to the self, you'll never lack or want of anything. This is universal law. There are certain points you have to remember. If you want to be happy and live a good life, never make a pretty woman your wife. That's an eucalypto. But anyway, there are certain things that you should remember. If you want to be happy and live a good life. And what I'm talking about is consciousness. Consciousness is everything. Never forget this. Consciousness is absolute reality, pure awareness. And pure awareness is Brahman. If you can only realize that consciousness is everything, you will be at peace and be very happy. For consciousness is peace, love, God, bliss. And if you remember that you are consciousness and so is everything else, how can you be sad or upset or depressed or feel there's a problem going on? It's virtually impossible to have a problem of any kind when you consider and ponder that consciousness is everything. Everything. Everyone. Every situation. No thing is apart from consciousness. But when you know that consciousness is bliss, then nothing will ever disturb you again. whatever your eyes behold, whatever your ears hear, wherever you are, wherever you go, realize it's consciousness, all of these things. Everything is consciousness. Everything. Again, this means that everything is harmony. Everything is good. Everything is perfect, just the way it is. This is what the word consciousness means. Everything is perfect, perfection. There are no mistakes and there's nothing wrong anywhere. If something appears wrong to you, then you have to reevaluate your thinking. Why does this thing appear wrong to me, you say to yourself? It's because it's not acting the way you think it should act. It's not doing the things you think it should do. In other words, the world is not turning the way you think it should. So you become upset, you become angry, you become mad, you become depressed. But again, when you realize that everything is consciousness, you always associate that word with perfection. Then you can say to yourself, even though I do not understand this, it is perfect and good. By making this statement, by realizing this greatness of the statement that you make, you will be put back in a harmonious path and everything will be resolved in your life. This is true. It's not that things will change to your liking. It's just that your attitude, your reaction to things will be quite different when you've had the realization that everything is consciousness. You'll be able to see through the things going on in your life, through the negation, through the depression, through all these things that have been bothering you, perhaps. You'll be able to see through these things. And you'll see bliss, you'll see peace. You'll see joy. You'll be the happiest person that ever lived. When you realize and know that consciousness is everything. It makes the universe your friend. You have no enemies, nobody's against you. No one wants to hurt you. You're free. You develop a great humility, a great peace, loving kindness towards person, place, and thing. All of this happens just by realizing that everything is consciousness. You should do this when you first awaken in the morning. Do not start thinking about your life and what you have to do during the day. But as soon as you get up in the morning, realize immediately that everything is consciousness. Consciousness means there's something alive going on, some living thing happening. The very air you breathe, the space that you take up, is consciousness. It is your true nature. You are that yourself. Everything is consciousness. Nothing is left out. Nothing. You may say to yourself, what about the evil going on in this world? Or man's humanity is a man going on in this world? To whom does this happen? Who thinks this? Who sees this? Who believes this? The ego. The mind. But when you have a realization that everything is consciousness, you transcend the mind and the ego. You go beyond the mind and the ego. You become the substratum of all existence. The underlying energy. Where all images rest. The world, the universe seems to be resting in space. But it's really consciousness. What I am saying is all is well. Exceedingly well. And in order for you to prove this, you have to let go of those things that have been hounding you for years, those things that appear to be wrong or erroneous. You have to turn away from these things and turn to consciousness, which is your friend, your lover. Which will never desert you, never leave you. Which is always with you under all circumstances. All you have to do is know this truth. So you have to just know it. Know it intimately. And wonderful things will begin to happen to you. Do not judge the world. Or judge by appearances. Do not judge other people. If you find yourself in a certain situation, do not think that this is bad or something is wrong with this. But see the situation for what it is, consciousness. See the people that you're associating with as consciousness. Remember, consciousness is bliss. It is goodness. It is God, joy. It is love. There can never be consciousness in anything else. There's only consciousness. Everything is consciousness. Ponder this deeply. Realize what this means to you personally. Assimilate this. Is anything happening in this world? Some of us don't understand why these things happen in this world. Yet you never look at this world as if it's real. if you realize the world is not real, you no longer react to things. It's only when you believe the world is real and can hurt you, do things to you, that you feel you have to respond in the same kind. You have to get even. You have to do things for other people. When you do this, when you act this way, then you're setting up karma. You're accruing karma. You come under the law of karma. And you go through all kinds of experiences, believing the experiences to be real. But instead of trying to hurt somebody, or do something to somebody, or get even with somebody, if you realize that everything is consciousness, all is well. I know it sounds too simple for some of you, but nevertheless, try to do this and see if it's simple. Try to think of everything as being consciousness when you're watching television. When you see the dastardly things happening on the news, when you're dealing with a body that may be sick, when you're a caretaker of somebody else that's sick, or somebody's just mugged you, what kind of situations may happen. Yet if you prepare yourself ahead of time, you'll be able to handle it correctly. But if you wait until the last minute, you'll not be able to handle it correctly. In other words, you have to know that everything is consciousness before anything happens. It's just like when you're leaving your body. It is known that when you leave the body, the last thing that you think about, you become. So you say, that's good. And I think of myself as a saint, a sage, that I live forever. But if you're not practiced being this, when it comes time to leave the body, you'll not be able to do it. It will be full of fear, anxiety. And you think you'll be able to do it, but you won't. When death knocks on your door, you become a coward. You become afraid. But if you've been practicing all these years, where's their fear? You realize that you came from consciousness and you're returning to consciousness. You're just becoming your real self, that's all. You will feel beyond the shadow of a doubt that you were never born, you can never die, and you've never prevailed. That you have total freedom right now, this moment. You're all pervading. Effortless, choiceless, pure awareness is your nature. This is what you are. all the time. No matter what appears, do not allow your mind to decipher these things. Look at it and turn from it. Turn to your real self. Turn to consciousness. I know it's hard to imagine that you're not the body. You see yourself every day as a body. But your body is really consciousness. You never did have a human body. Even though it appears human to you. It is like a dream body. In a dream body, you may cut yourself with a knife and bleed all over the place. But you wake up and it was only a dream. So this was consciousness. When you realize and know that your body is a dream, nothing will ever bother you again. Nothing can ever hurt you again. When you take your body to be real, then you become like everybody else. You have to fight for survival. Always be aware of this truth. Just by knowing this. The knowing this goes deeper and deeper and deeper inside of you until everything is transcended totally and completely and absolutely. And even though you still appear to be walking around in the body, there's nobody home. Nothing can ever happen to you again. You see what I'm trying to say? If somebody shoots you, hits you over the head, tears your eyes out, and all these other good things, it will not be happening to you. This sounds strange, I know, to some of you. But it's the absolute truth. All these things only happen to a human being. As long as you believe you're a human being, you'll experience these things over and over again. Like all good human beings do. But as soon as you give up the body, I mean dying, and giving up the body, and you say, this is not me, this was never me, I'm not a being that gets older and older and older and dies, that's not me at all, I am pure consciousness. I am Brahman. then something very interesting will happen to you. You will see through the dream to reality. The world will never fool you again. The world here will be like one in the mirage. It will be an hallucination. The world will never hurt you again. The choice is always yours. You have total freedom of choice. The question you have to ask yourself is, whom shall I follow this day? God or Mammon? Who the heck is Mammon? Mammon's a bad guy. And you have the choice of what you want to do. You can believe in this world, go through many experiences of this world, or you can become free and have life everlasting. This is the only freedom you have. Everything else is preordained, predestined. You're like a puppet on a string, manipulated by Ishvara, the god of karma. To break out of this hypnosis, you really have to see the truth. You have to see yourself as all-pervading consciousness. You were born to be happy, so to speak. You were born to have peace and love and joy in your life. But you're seeing something else. All the power is within you. You have the choice to see whatever you like. Whatever you see, you become. Whatever you believe, you become. Whatever you think you become. Look back in retrospect on your life and see if what I'm saying is not true. There are no mistakes. No mistakes have ever been made. None are being made, none will ever be made. Everything is in its right place right now. Everything. You are in your right place. You may hate the place you're in, you may hate your job. It may hit your environment. It may hit lots of things. But you're in the right place because you put yourself there. How else did you get there? Life is not chance. You didn't get there by chance. You got there by your actions, your belief system, your thoughts, your vision. This is what puts you where you are today. If you don't like where you are, change your mind. So what you have to do is change your mind. When you change your mind, you'll then get rid of your mind. It begins by taking a good look at yourself. You have to be totally honest with yourself. If you're not totally honest with yourself, you're defeating your whole purpose. You have to inquire within yourself. How did I get into this position? What caused me to be where I am? Accept yourself as being responsible for being where you are and being what you are. Once you accept yourself as being responsible for your actions and responsible for where you are, then you make an about face and know the truth about yourself. I am Power Brahman. I am the Absolute Reality. Never was I born, never can I die. I am not the body nor the mind, nor the doer. I am pure consciousness, all-pervading. Fire cannot burn me, water cannot drown me. No harm can ever come to me, for I am not what I appear to be. How wonderful this is. You should spend all of your spare time thinking of these things. Most of us are not like to be alone. Without people around us, without the radio playing, without the TV playing. Yet you have to face yourself someday. Why not do it now? Sit by yourself for a half hour and see if you can do it. Without getting depressed or feeling bad. Sit by yourself. No noise, just yourself. And watch the source that comes to you. You'll see how uncontrolled your mind really is. Some of us believe we've got it together. Yet we're afraid to sit by ourselves with nothing to do. Try staying up all night sometimes. Just sitting. Doing nothing. Watching your thoughts. Watching your emotions. Observing yourself. This will explain to you how disciplined you are, how spiritual you are, or what happens. When you sit by yourself, you can practice self-inquiry. Which becomes very interesting. Watch your thoughts as they attack you and inquire to whom they come. Observe your thoughts. Become the witness of your thoughts. And inquire, what is the source of my thoughts? Where do all my thoughts come from? I do not wish to think about them, yet they attack me from all directions. Where do they come from? Who thinks these thoughts? I do. What is the source of the I? Where does the I come from that thinks these thoughts? See, I share these tools with you for you to use and play with. Some people have read a lot of books in Jnana, Advaita Vedanta, and they think there's nothing that it has to do. Some of these people believe that enlightenment will come to them sooner or later anyway. So you might as well do nothing. The only problem is while you're doing nothing, the world will press itself in on you. And you'll find the world is very strong because your mind is very strong. And your mind is the world. But when it starts controlling the mind through self-inquiry, asking, how did I come by this mind? Where does the so-called mind come from? Where is its source? You will soon find that you're becoming more peaceful, more kind, and more joyous, happier than you've ever been before. All these things happen by themselves. When you practice self-inquiry or practice of spiritual discipline. So, spiritual discipline is very important. The ego is very cunning. It will tell you to not have to do anything. It will control your life. More than you can ever imagine. I have met many people in my travels who claim to have been enlightened, who tell me they're on the verge of enlightenment. Yet the first person who bumps into them, they become angry. When they trip and stub their toe, they start cursing. Is this control? Do not fool yourself. Forget about things like enlightenment, awareness, liberation. just work on yourself and other consequences they get themselves. One of the methods that works very well for people who enjoy to meditate, is the I Am meditation. The I Am meditation is a very powerful meditation. When you're alone, you have nothing to do, you should practice this all the time. It's good for you. It lifts you up. So let's all do this together. The I Am meditation. Close your eyes, make yourself comfortable. Become aware of your breath. Listen to your breathing. Practice a little bit of a Vipassana meditation. Observe your feelings. Observe your thoughts. Do not attempt to change anything. Just observe. Ask yourself this question. Who is the observer? Who observes? Why I am? Now with your respiration, inhale say I, exhale say am. And you'll say, I exhale, say, I am. If you lose your thought and your mind starts telling you all kinds of things, gently bring it back to I am. This type of meditation transcends the mind. It makes you very powerful and strong. Keep on doing this. I inhale. And exhale.
You said that once in a while there's somebody who announces that he's become enlightened. for the man of realization, there's nobody apart from him to be impressed by that fact. Is that not so?
This is very true. There's no more an ego nor a mind left. So who became enlightened? There's no way to become enlightened.
You have no... There's no point in announcing me.
There's nothing there.
Nothing.
No announcement. The announcer has been wiped out completely.
Following your processes, I've been able to slow down my thoughts and see how many they just keep happening, you know. And I've been able to get into a space where there's no more thoughts, and I feel connected to space, and I don't feel the boundary in my body. But that's all it is. It's just simply that. I don't feel connected yet to bliss.
It comes like that. You're on the right track. Go deeper. Go beyond all that. Go deeper than you've ever gone before. And you'll feel your own bliss, which is all pervading, which is your reality. What you're doing is you're experiencing the void. You're going into the void. That's 3 quarters of this app. You may go beyond the void. You may do that by inquiring, to whom does this void come to? What are you experiencing this void, this emptiness? And go beyond. But you're doing well. Keep it up. Do not settle for anything else but the reality, the whole reality. Whatever you're experiencing, go beyond it. Always go beyond it. Go deeper. Can you observe yourself? Can you observe this happening?
Very difficult. It's fuzzy. It's a fuzzy day. There's no clarity there. But the thoughts are just streaming on. I feel like I'm not really involved in them. I'm wondering. It seems to be an observer, but it is a fuzzy day. Because, I mean, I'm not quite awake. I'm not quite asleep. But I'm aware that the thoughts are running on without my warning.
The mind is very tricky. It'll play all sorts of games with you. Everything emanates from the mind. Again, go beyond that by realizing that it's all from the mind. All your experiences are from the mind. Ask yourself, when does this come? Who's experiencing this? Who's going through this? I am. Who am I? Keep going deeper and deeper, further and further, beyond everything. Do not settle for anything except the ultimate. Keep watching yourself, keep observing yourself, and keep going deep. You can go as deep as you like. It's up to you. Don't let this annoy you at all. It's the mind that wants to believe that it annoys you. It's the mind that does all these things. Just go beyond the mind. Sit still and smile. And watch these things happening to you. Watch the thoughts rushing by. And ask to whom do they come? Who is experiencing all this? I am. Who am I? By doing this, you'll go deeper than you've ever gone before, and you'll overcome the problem. You can also go down to the heart center. Feel yourself in the heart. This is where all the thoughts came from to begin with, the heart. The mind, the thoughts come from the heart. When you watch yourself in the morning, as you said, you'll see that you're at peace when you first wake up, the first few seconds that you're awakened.
I could do that easily now, but the more I inward, then I don't have that break in. There's no break in going all night. There's no break. I read the part about the abiding me in the heart, and then this thing, there's no break in between. It's not as though I'm going to wake up. It's a very strange, there's a fuzzy state, no click, but I'm going to wake up. Because I'm really going under
and
staying
at
the same
level. Yes. It's all coming from the mind instead of the heart. This is the problem. Right. So go back to the heart and watch it coming from the heart. It will stop. You'll overcome it. Try it this week, you'll see. You shall overcome. Be at peace.
For a Jnani who has realized the identity of his inner being with the infinite Brahman, there is no rebirth, no migration, not even liberation, for he is already liberated. He has firmly established in an experience of the absolute existence, knowledge, bliss, the Satchitananda Atman, the continued existence of the world and of his own body appears to the Jnani only as an illusion, the appearance of which he cannot remove, but which cannot further deceive him till the time when, after the decease of the body, he wanders not forth, but remains where he is and what he is and eternally was. The first principle of all beings and things, the original, eternal, pure, free Brahman. While living, and even when the body falls dead, the yoni rests in his own essential nature, his own svarupa, that is all full, all pure, timeless consciousness and bliss. The following assertions made by a yoni constitute his own deepest convictions and experience. I am infinite, imperishable, self-luminous, self-existent. I am beginningless, endless, decayless, birthless, deathless. Never was I born. I am ever free, perfect, independent. I alone am. I pervade the entire universe. I am all permeating and interpenetrating. I am supreme peace and freedom absolute. A yoni lives forever. He has attained life everlasting. Cravings torture him not. Sins stain him not. Birth and death touch him not. He is free from all cravings and longings. He ever rests in his own Satchidananda Svarupa. He sees the one infinite self in all, and all in the infinite self, which is his being. He remains forever as the infinite self of consciousness and delight.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you,
Mary.
Yes. Mentioned I've had a few people ask me about the book Silence of the Heart. This is the talks of Roberts in 1990. And I've had some people ask me how they could get it. Andy is here, and he will take the order for the book. They're beautiful talks. They help everyone, believe me, they do.
How much are they?
They're $20.
That's two bottles of tequila.
Mm-hmm.
And a large part of that $20 is a donation for these meetings. Jane is getting these books made at a low cost, so it's a donation as well as a purchase that you make.
Also, a lot less than the $2 for the individual transcripts donation that we
That's
right. do to get a lot more.
And the work in it is beautiful.
It is.
Valerie did the artwork on the cover, and Emilio worked with the laser printing, and so it's done in very, very good taste. It's done beautifully. And almost everybody's name is in here as a contributor for, how do you say the announcements here? Oh, gosh, everybody's in here, but especially Robertson.
Anything else?
No, I believe that's it.
It's time for prasad. The real reason for you coming here.
Thank you, Mary.
Please.